To convey to mankind such knowledge which gives them a clear and intelligible conviction of the working of God in His justice and love, I have written the work In the Light of Truth, which leaves no gap, contains the answer to every question, and clearly shows to mankind how wonderful are the ways in creation that are upheld by many servants of His will. But God alone is holy. Words of Abrushin, author of The Great Message. Good evening and welcome to Truth of Life, a deep and incisive program based on the work In the Light of Truth, The Great Message. The Great Message is a new spiritual revelation of the truth given to mankind by the author Abrushin. It explains the will of God, which manifests as the adamantine and incorruptible laws of creation. This message does not bring a new religion and is intended as a torch to guide all serious seekers to the light and their longed for height, which is paradise. It is addressed to earnest seekers only, for only such shall find. I am Dr. Tunde Agboola. A reading from the Great Message is now brought to you. The Great Message says, and I quote, "The Antichrist. Men, when the hour comes in which, according to the divine will, the purification and winnowing must take place on earth, then watch for the predicted and partly supernatural signs in the sky. Do not then allow yourselves to be confused by those men and also churches who have already long ago surrendered to Antichrist. It is sad that until now, not even the churches have known where to look for this Antichrist, although he has already been active among all men for so long. If they had only been a little on the alert, they must have recognized it. Who can possibly act in a more anti-Christian manner than those who at that time fought against Christ himself, and also in the end murdered him? Who could have revealed themselves in a worse and also more obvious way as antagonistic to Christ? They were the leaders and representatives of earthly religion, and the true teaching of God, as revealed in and through the Son of God, did not agree with what they had built up. Indeed, the true message of God could not be reconciled with it, because the structure set up by priestly dignitaries was aimed at earthly influence, earthly power and expansion. They proved quite clearly thereby that they were servants of the human intellect, which is directed solely towards earthly knowledge and earthly power, and is hostile and obstructive to everything that lies beyond earthly comprehension. Now, since God remains completely outside the range of earthly intellectual knowledge, as also does the spiritual, the intellect is clearly the only real obstacle thereto. Thus, by its nature, it is opposed to all that is divine and all that is spiritual. And with it, logically, therefore, all men who acknowledge their intellect as of paramount importance and seek to build only upon that. The religious leaders of those days were afraid of losing influence among the people through the enlightenment of the Son of God. As everyone today knows, this was the main reason for the slanders they sought to spread against Christ, and ultimately also for the execution of the Son of God. They nailed him to the cross as a blasphemer of the very God by whom he was sent to bring enlightenment, and whose servant they professed to be. They tried to make people believe that they were serving God, but how little did they really know this God and his will, for whose honor and earthly defense this Son of God, the divine messenger, was, however, murdered by them. This was clearly the disastrous result of their enslavement to the earthly intellect, which fought solely to maintain its influence thereby. They allowed themselves to become the executioner as tools of the Antichrist, whom they had secretly enthroned in their hearts, for this satisfied their human weaknesses, their presumption, arrogance, and vanity. Whoever expects clearer proof cannot be helped, for there is nothing more antagonistic to Christ, the Son of God, and his words. And indeed, Antichrist signifies the fighter against Christ, against man's redemption in God's message. The earthly intellect drove them to it. This very intellect, as a poisonous product of Lucifer, is an instrument for him, which has become the greatest danger to mankind. Thus, the disproportionate overdevelopment of the human intellect in the past has grown into the hereditary sin for man. Behind this, however, stands Lucifer himself as Antichrist in person. He it is who, through men, was able to raise his head. He, the only real enemy of God, he acquired the name of Antichrist through his hostile struggle against the mission of the Son of God. None other would have had the strength and the power to become the Antichrist. And in his warfare against the will of God, Lucifer makes use not merely of one man on earth, but of nearly all mankind, thus leading them to destruction under the effect of the divine wrath. Whoever cannot grasp this most obvious fact, that only Lucifer himself could be the Antichrist who dares to oppose God, will never be able to understand anything at all, anything of all that takes place outside the world of gross matter, that is, outside what is purely earthly. And as it was then, so is it still today. Indeed, far worse. Today, too, many religious representatives will want to fight bitterly to maintain the earthly intellectual ordinances hitherto upheld in the temples and churches. It is precisely this human intellect, blunting all nobler intuition, that is one of the most insidious growths of Lucifer, which he was able to spread among mankind. All slaves of the intellect, however, are in truth Lucifer's servants, who are accomplices in the terrible collapse which must first befall mankind. Since no one suspected that Antichrist lurked beneath the intellect, he could extend his sinister influence all the more easily. Lucifer triumphed, for thereby he cut off mankind from any comprehending of all that lies outside the world of gross matter, from real life, from that place where contact is first made with the spiritual, which leads to the proximity of God. With this, he set his foot upon this earth as Lord of the earth and of the greater part of mankind. No wonder, then, that he could penetrate to the altars, and that representatives of earthly religions, also of the Christian churches, were bound to become his victims. For they too expect the Antichrist just before the predicted judgment. Until now, the great revelation in the Bible, like many other things, has never yet been understood in this respect. The revelation says that this Antichrist will raise his head before the judgment, but not that he will first appear then. If it is said therein that he raises his head, this clearly indicates that he must be here already, but not that he is yet to come. It means that he will have reached the zenith of his dominion just before the judgment. Listen to this warning call. You who are not yet spiritually deaf and blind, take the trouble for once to think quite seriously about it yourselves. If you remain indolent in this respect, you give yourselves up as lost. If you lift the protecting cover from the lair of a poisonous snake that suddenly realizes it is exposed, it will naturally try to rear up and bite this ruthless hand. It is no different here. Finding himself exposed, the Antichrist will quickly protest through his servants. On being unmasked, he will make a great outcry and try in every possible way to maintain himself on the throne which mankind so willingly offered him. But he can do all this only through those who inwardly revere him. Therefore, now, keep a sharp watch on your surroundings when the conflict begins. By their very outcry, you will all the more surely recognize them, everyone who belongs to him. For, once again, as before, fear of a pure truth will make them side with its opponent. The Antichrist will again try desperately to retain his influence on earth. Observe his dubious methods in defense and attack, for he will once more make use only of slander and insinuations, since his followers are incapable of doing anything else. To stand before the truth and refute it is impossible. Thus, Lucifer's servants will also fight the messenger of God, just as they once fought the Son of God. Be on the alert where such an attempt is made, for thereby such people wish only to protect Lucifer in order to uphold its reign on earth. A center of darkness lurks there, even if the people habitually appear in bright earthly garments, even if they are servants of a church. Do not forget what happened when the Son of God was on earth, but reflect that still today the same Antichrist, with a far greater human following, is striving to retain dominion over the earth, to escape destruction, and to go on obscuring the true will of God. Therefore, watch carefully for all the promised signs. Each individual must make his final decision. salvation or destruction. For this time, it is God's will that everything which again dares to oppose him shall be lost. Every act of negligence in this will rise up against you in judgment. The divine insignia will not appear over some church, nor will any priestly dignitary on earth bear the sign that he is the messenger of God, but only he who is inseparably linked with the signs, who therefore also carries them living and radiating with him, as once did the Son of God when he dwelt on this earth. They are the cross of truth, living and radiating within him, and the dove above him. They will become visible to all those who are blessed to see spiritual things, so that they may give testimony of it to all people on earth. For among all peoples, there will be those who this time will be permitted to see as the last grace of God. These sublime signs of the holy truth can never be simulated. Not even Lucifer, who must flee before them, can achieve this, much less a human being. Therefore, he who still seeks to set himself against these signs of God henceforth sets himself against God as an enemy of God. He shows thereby that he neither is nor ever was a servant of God, no matter what he has hitherto pretended to be on earth. Be on your guard, lest you also be found among such. End of quote. Just listen to a reading from the Grail Message. This is Truth of Life, a deep and incisive program based on the work in the Light of Truth, the Grail Message. Copies of the Grail Message can be obtained on Grail Land, Eju Hills, Lagos, Grail Centers and Grail Information Centers nationwide, and also at major bookshops. Public lectures are also organized from time to time. Now let us make some announcement concerning great centers where copies of the Grail Message can be obtained. In Abuja, the Grail Center is at Madala or Madala Suleja Road, and also in Lugbe, Federal Housing Authority, Phase 2, Road 21, House 22, Lugbe, around Babangida Market. In Imo, the address of the Grail Center is number 35, American Alumni Street, Prefab Housing Estate, Owerri. In the Lagos area, in Ikeja, 22 Ajao Road by Awolowo Way, Ikeja. Alright, we have some text messages. Now, for those who wish to interact with us on this program, this is Truth of Life coming to you live on Ray Power 100.5. You can also listen to this program live anywhere in the world by simply downloading the Ray Power app on your Android and iOS phone. And for those who wish to interact with us now, the telephone numbers to call are 07080331574 93. Again, 0805 944 1123 or 0805 944 1123. And the WhatsApp number where you can send your messages is 0705 298 0298. Again, 0705 298 0298. We have some text messages here. Somebody write, Mr. Matthew writes, the Bible said Jesus is coming to chain Lucifer, the deceiver, for another 1,000 years. Please shed more light on this. Now, if you truly understand the Bible, the Bible did not say it is Jesus that will come and chain Lucifer, but it talks about the Son of Man, the Spirit of Truth, the Comforter, or the Holy Spirit. He is the one that has been prophesied to come and chain Lucifer, who has been deceiving the nations. So, that is the body must distinguish between Jesus Christ and the Son of Man. They are two different personalities. They are not the same. So, the one that has been prophesied to chain Lucifer and also establish the millennium is the Son of Man, the Spirit of Truth, that Jesus Christ promised to send at the end of his ministry. And so, now where we call her here, Taiwo is calling from Lusada, Ogun State. Hello, Taiwo.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, go on with your question. Good evening.
Yes. Towards the end of the some of the quotation, ask the questions now.
Yes, you can ask us.
Whether
the last time when God
will reveal to his chosen ones, what will happen in the end? That's the time itself, who have the grace.
It's only to
understand. How to explain, how to explain what you mean by that faith.
That
God will reveal to his chosen ones, to his servant, and even then will not be fortunate, and then will not have that faith.
Alright, okay, what the great message is saying there is that there will be those blessed ones who will be permitted to see the signs on this promised Son of Man, the one who will come to bring the message and also to bring the judgment. And this promised Son of Man will have the two signs that will be with him are the cross of truth within him and the dove above him. These are the two signs. And these two signs will be seen spiritually by those blessed ones who will now confess about what they have seen and tell the people. So that is what is being said there. So it is not that it will be linked to a church or any person, but only to that one person who has come from God to deliver the message of God. And these are the signs. Just like our Lord Jesus Christ also bore those signs, the cross of truth within him and the dove above him. So these are the two divine signs that will be seen by the person that has been chosen for this particular task. Okay, another text message is here. Somebody wants to know, please, the story of Adam and Eve and the apple thing in the Bible, are they real or imaginary? Now the story concerning Adam and Eve is an allegory. It's a pictorial rendition of what actually took place. It was given a form that the spirit of man still in its infancy could understand. Now, let's take this call before I continue with this explanation. Good luck. Samuel is calling from Lagos. Hello, good luck. Hello? Yeah, go on. Go on with your question. All right. That question, the story of Adam and Eve and the apple. Now, yes, Adam represents man, Eve represents woman, and the story is to explain how the human couple failed in their assignment. All right, okay, we take that after. Emeka is calling from Akute. Hello, Emeka.
Hello, good evening.
Good evening.
Yeah, I want to give a Jesus
Christ. You want to know whether Jesus Christ
was living on Christmas
Day? On Christmas Day?
Yes, and my number to say, if there is another life after.
All right. Whether Jesus was born on Christmas Day and if there is another life after death. Okay. Well, Jesus Christ was born at the time was very close to the time we celebrate Christmas. But that is not even the main issue. The main issue is to know his message and why he came. He came purposely to show us the way in the world. And when we follow the word, we find our way to paradise. We did not come to take our sins away. We will take your second question after taking this call from Stephen. Stephen is calling from Oshodi. Hello, Stephen. Good evening. Go on with your question, Stephen. Alright. Want to know whether Jesus walked on water? Jesus did not walk on water because it is not possible to walk on water. Jesus Christ performed miracles, but all of those miracles are in accordance with the laws of his Father. Remember, Jesus Christ himself said, I have come to fulfill the laws, not to overthrow them. He did not walk on water, neither did he turn water to wine. Alright, Gio is calling from Lusada. Alright, go on, Gio.
Do God still talk to wickedness?
Alright. Whether the Almighty still talks to people, human beings? Yes, the Almighty God talks to human beings in two ways. Number one, through the Word of God, he sends his messengers and also the ones sent by his sons, either Jesus or Emmanuel. And number two, through the laws that he put in creation. So he speaks to us, and the laws are around us. The laws maintain everything. The laws ensure that creation goes according to how the Almighty put it. So he speaks to us through the law. That is why we must strive to understand his laws. When we understand his laws, we will understand the Creator. and also to understand the word of God is sent through his messengers. Okay, Barrister Dan is calling from Igodo. Hello, Barrister Dan.
My question is this.
Yeah. He created who? He created who? Hello? Foresee the fall of man. Well, you see, the Almighty created man, and he gave man a free will. Free will means man is has the ability to make a free decision. It is only through the making of this free decision that the human spirit can develop. And so, since he has given us that ability to choose freely, but we are also bound to the consequences, therefore he cannot ask in advance what we are going to decide. It's a free will. You decide, but the consequences are there. So you cannot say that he will want to ask you what you must decide when it's already a free will. But his laws are perfect. Everything is already provided for in his laws. And each one will judge himself according to how he stands in relation with the laws. Okay, Moses is calling from Iba. Hello, Moses.
Hello.
Yes, go on. Okay, in Iba area. Yes, yeah, you can go to the Grace Center in Agbara Estate. It's close to you. Go to number 3, Abba Close, Agbara Estate. That is in Iba area. Number 3, Abba Close, Agbara Estate. Or you can also go to Festac. The address of the Festac Grace Center is 208 Road, C Close, House 3, Festac Town. 208 Road, C Close, House 3, Festac Town. You can get copies of the Great Message there. Charles is calling from Ejigbo. Hello, Charles. Yes, go on. Sorry, Charles, you can try and call again. The telephone numbers is 080-33-157493 or 080-5-944-1123. You can also send text messages through to the WhatsApp number. That is 0705-298-0298. We also want to let our listeners know that even if you are not within the coverage area here, if you download the Ray Power app on your Android or iOS phone, you can listen to this program live. Okay, now back to the question asked by a caller. He wanted to know whether there is life after death. Of course, this part of the world where we live, the densest and the lowest in the ring of creation is only a part of the existence that we are permitted to have. Once, when we leave this flesh, the spirit within us continues to exist and to live in other realms, in the beyond, and there are many regions of that beyond. When you read the Great Message, you come to understand the structure of this creation. And then, also in the process, you now also know the laws that the Almighty put in this creation to govern this creation. Yes, I was answering the question concerning the Adam and Eve. Now, Adam is a picture given, and Eve is also a picture. It's not that one Adam and one Eve. Adam just represents man, Eve, woman. when Eve was tempted by Lucifer to give Adam the apple. I'll continue after taking this call. Simon is calling from Akure. Hello, Simon. All right, Simon can call back and the telephone number again 08033157493 or 08059441123. So, as I was saying, the Lucifer, that's the snake, tempted Eve to eat and give Adam apple. What actually happens is explained in the great message. The apple here represents the natural charm that woman has. Woman now understands the effect of her natural charm on man. And she intentionally exploited this unnatural charm of man. The charm was given to her so that he can direct the gaze of man upwards to the light. But she used it wrongly. Okay, Joseph is calling from A4.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening.
Dr. Thomas?
Yes, good evening.
I'm very happy. Hello, sir.
Yes, we can hear you.
Anytime I feel like I don't.
Well, we thank the Lord.
Okay.
The great center that is closest to you in E4, is the one you have to go to. We have to go to the one in Otta. Listen, we have to go to the one in Otta. There's a great information center in Otta. And the address is this, flat 3, Aboyade Karaole Estate, Obasanjo Posto, almost opposite Mobi Filling Station, Idiroko Road, Otta. So you can go there and get copies of the agreement. That's flat 3. Aboyade Karaole Estate, Obasanjo Posto, almost opposite Mobi Filling Station, Idiroko Road, Otta. Okay. Thank God is calling from Ikotun. Hello, thank God. Yeah, good evening. Please pick up. On what? Okay, you don't understand the concept concerning the Adam and Eve. All right, let me try and explain. Adam represents man, Eve represents woman. Eve tempted Adam by giving apple. And that means that Eve recognize the natural charm that she has been given and the effect of that charm on man. She intentionally exploited it. And the response when man took the apple means that man now tried to make himself desirable in the eye of woman. And with that began the overcultivation of the intellect. And with that, when man started to overcultivate his intellect, that is, the ability to understand material things, at the expense of the spiritual, he started to distance himself from his spiritual own paradise. That was why we are told in the Bible that the day you eat of the fruit of the tree of knowledge, you shall die. The fruit of the tree of knowledge is the cultivation of the intellect, over cultivation of the intellect. With that, man distances himself away from God and also away from his spiritual home. But when you read the great message, you get to get a clearer picture of actually what happened. So, but Lucifer, that is the Satan, he knew that if he can get woman, then he will get the whole of mankind. That was why he did not approach man. He approached woman, knowing fully well that woman is the link. Due to the abilities given to her, she is the link that connects the humanity to paradise. So if he is able to cut off that link, then the whole of mankind will sink into darkness. That was why he approached woman. And he simply tempted woman to believe that her main goal in this art life is motherhood, that is to bear children. Whereas the main goal of woman is not to bear children, but standing in the place assigned to her, she is supposed to absorb the power of the Almighty that is flowing from one eye and then pass it on to man and to her environment. That is her goal. If you are standing there, then there will be development. There will be peace. There will be happiness. But when she turned against from the role assigned to her, everything failed. All right, Grace is calling from Ikeja. Hello, Grace.
Hello, good evening, sir.
Good evening.
So, the question I want to ask is that you said God is not working with the sea. But when he was talking with the disciples in the sea, that he was telling the disciples that he had a small faith. I want you to share more light on that. And the second question is that this church, in the church now, we see that there are no more putting on there. They are not going to. And I don't fear any church, like just as a very young man. Is it that it's good if they put it in the water?
Alright, okay. First of all, talking about whether Jesus will walk on water. Okay, you can even reflect. You know about the story of Moses, who parted the Red Sea so that the children of Israel can cross when the Pharaohs and his army was pursuing them. If it were possible to walk on water, what was the need to part the Red Sea? There is no need. Because it is not possible for every body to walk on water. It is against the laws of nature. And so, Jesus Christ, being the Son of God, will not disobey the laws of his Father. That's why he himself said, I have come to fulfill the laws, not to overthrow them. Jesus Christ performed miracles, but each and every one of the miracles he performed were in accordance with the laws of his Father. Nothing goes beyond the operations of these laws. And to your second question, whether the type of dress people wear to church, you know that if you are going to worship your Creator, you have to put on your best clothes. You have to put on the clothes that does not expose the private part of you. You have to put on clothes that shows you as a somebody who presents himself or herself before the Creator as the Creator wants him to be. Unfortunately today, because of the lack of shame has been lost. And so, woman especially does not have any shame to expose her body, that body which is supposed to be something sacred that you should protect. But woman, even man too, have lost that sense of shame. A woman that still possesses the sense of shame will not expose her physical body in public. Okay, let's take another text message here. Somebody wants to know the concept that is expressed in the gray message concerning the lecture Once Upon a Time. That is volume 1. Now, the lecture talks about, principally talks about the overdevelopment of the intellect of man. And this overdevelopment of the intellect, remember, intellect is what we use to understand earthly matters. It is done at the expense of the intuition. The intuition is what we need to understand what is spiritual. As a result of this overdevelopment of the intellect, there are many consequences. Number one, it is actually what led to what we call the hereditary sin. And then the concept of hereditary sin, again, when you read the great message, you understand it. So somebody wants to know, all right, I'll answer that question after taking this call. Somebody wants to know what is the full meaning of tithe. All right, well, you know, tithe, many have used that to deceive many people. Jesus Christ himself even chastised the Pharisees and the Sadducees that they care more about the tithe than the weightier aspect of the law. And today, many priests harp on the fact that if you don't pay tithe, you are cheating the Almighty Creator. What does the Almighty Creator want to do with your tithe? What is important for man is to understand the laws and live accordingly. Jesus Christ already told us that love thy neighbor as thyself. So that should be the basis. And not that you say when you pay tithe and therefore you provide for yourself a place in heaven. You can pay all the tithe in the world, and if you don't understand the laws of God and live accordingly, you will not get any place in heaven. But tithe actually started that time when the Israelites were in their new place, and a tribe, the Levites, were chosen as the priests unto the nation. But if these priests were to be preaching to the people to maintain their faith, they would not have time to go and walk and feed themselves and their family. So it was then agreed that a tenth part of the other tribes' work should be given to the Levites so that they can maintain themselves. That was the origin of tithe. But it does not in any way act as a fundamental law. It was only a condition to set a particular situation. Today now, it has been used wrongly. Okay. Another person is asking, who is the Son of Man? The Son of Man is the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of Truth, which the Almighty, Jesus Christ, has already promised to send. He is the Son of Man. He is the one to bring the judgment and also to establish the millennium. When you read the great message, you come to understand these things well. Okay, as I was saying concerning this concept of the overdevelopment of the intellect, actually this overdeveloped intellect is the basis of all the evils we have on earth, whether it concerns greed, avarice, love of gain, or oppression, and it is from there that everything issues. But when we learn to understand these things and know what we are supposed to do by reading and understanding the great message, then we get a better understanding. Now we are coming to the end of this program. After this program, anyone who wishes to get in touch with us, telephone numbers 0803-315-7493. Our website, www.truthofliferadio.com. On the website, there is a link to join the WhatsApp discussion group. And the WhatsApp number is 0803-0705-0705-298-0298. With my words, I live to God and also to Jesus. However, in a more vital way than has been known in the past, and not as people have trimmed it through their propensity for spiritual comfort. Words of abolition, author of the great message. Until we meet next Sunday, I am Dr. Tunde Agboola, wishing you good night.